Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with another edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. As I do on a weekly basis, I will bring today Ken Timmerman to my broadcast table to discuss geopolitical events around the world that may well be setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Today, Ken and I will discuss President Biden's first foreign trip. He's going to meet with the United Kingdom Prime Minister Boris Johnson for the purpose of plotting the destiny of the world. We'll also update you on the Biden-Iran relationship and the renewing of that nuclear agreement. And then we'll look at Russia, Syria, and Iraq, all in the Middle East, and find out what they're up to, and then conclude our conversation with a shocking report of how 340 million Christians are being persecuted and killed in our world today. That's all ahead when Ken Timmerman comes to my broadcast table here on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. I have a website. Its banner over the top of it says, "We look at current events in light of biblical prophecy." That's key if you want to know why things are happening in this world as they seemingly are unfolding, a prophetic scenario that the ancient Jewish prophets wrote about many, many years ago. That's available on my home page when we list the top 10 news stories in the world. And after you read those, you come back to us and we will give you a prophetic perspective on those news stories. In addition to that, we have a prophecy bookstore with many teaching materials that will assist you in your study of Bible prophecy. May I suggest you bookmark my website? It's prophecytoday.com. Right now, we're going to go to our broadcast partner who covers geopolitical events, Ken Timmerman. Now, I said we'll find them wherever they are. We find Ken in another airport. You may hear some noise in the background. I don't think you'll hear it very, very easily. But we will hear the conversation from Ken Timmerman about events that are unfolding. I want his analysis of. And Ken, let me begin with this. President Joe Biden has been inaugurated. He has announced his first visit will be to the United Kingdom. And the headline says to go there and plot the destiny of the world with Boris Johnson. I don't understand that phrase, the destiny of the world, that he's talking about. Can you explain it?
I can, Jimmy, and it shows you the arrogance of globalists like Joe Biden or Boris Johnson, who believe that they can control the destiny of the world. It's a farce. It is pathetic on its face. Instead of a Make America First or Put America First policy, we have a Put America Last policy coming into force with President Biden, and that's what he's going to go decide with Boris Johnson. How can America make compromises, retreat from its own self-interest to better serve a globalist agenda? Now, there's going to be a big hiccup on this trip, and that is that Boris Johnson, of course, was elected as prime minister because he supported Brexit. And so Biden is going to have to dampen down his criticism of Brexit, which was pretty open when the whole debate was taking place. That will be interesting to see how that plays out. But otherwise, I think it just shows you the arrogance of these globalists.
And these globalists are going to do what they want to do, whether we have any naysay about it or not. And we'll keep on top of that story. And let me remind everybody that since President Joe Biden is now at the helm of the administration there in Washington, D.C., he's going to be in the news a lot more than he was prior to that inauguration the other day. So let me tell you what, and you were speaking about the Iranians. The mullahs there say they want more concessions from Biden. Boy, that does not sound good, does it?
Well, that's right. As I mentioned, they're asking for $138 billion in compensation for the damage that they incurred during the sanctions period. And I wouldn't be surprised if Biden offered them that. and it would be U.S. taxpayer money, I think it would be an utter disgrace, but that is what's on the table. They're asking for a huge amount of compensation. And by the way, this is taking place, Jimmy, as the Iranian government has been found guilty in U.S. courts for terrorist acts that have killed thousands of Americans, including the 9/11 attacks. The Iranian regime has been found complicit with al-Qaeda of the 9/11 attacks, and they are liable for over $40 billion in damages. I bet you that's going to be on the table as well, to get those damages waived.
Just one more item about Biden and what he's going to be doing before we get to other international geopolitical news with Ken Timmerman. Syria has sent their first message to Joe Biden, and it said, withdraw the troops and stop stealing oil. Explain that, will you?
Well, what they're referring to by stealing oil is the fact that the United States has been guarding with military troops the Syrian oil and gas fields in that northeastern part of Syria where the Kurds still remain, right? The Kurdish militias remain. And they've been turning over the proceeds to the Kurds. So the Syrians are saying, look, we have two American citizens hostage. We're holding them hostage. We might be willing to give them back to you, but only if you pull out U.S. troops and only if you turn those oil and gas fields back over to us. That's the deal that the Syrians have put out on the table. Again, this may be something that Biden finds acceptable.
I've seen some photographs of what's been going on in Iran near the Persian Gulf. Commandos and paratroopers in the air as the Iranian army has launched a massive drill near that mouth of the Persian Gulf. Is that trying to make a statement, Ken?
I think it is, Jimmy. Those military exercises by the Iranian Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps and the missile attacks that they demonstrated, a pretty extraordinary capability, launching a ground-based missile 1,800 kilometers against a naval target. Now, this was a stationary naval target. It's not easy to hit a moving target. But, you know, the Chinese have developed a technology where they have an airborne tracking system. They have delivered that system to the Iranians, so it could have been that system they were testing, and it was specifically designed to take out a U.S. aircraft carrier. So this is clearly a warning that the Iranians are sending to Joe Biden. I believe that Iran, China, and North Korea together will pose dramatic security challenges to the incoming Biden administration over the coming weeks, at most the coming months.
There's a report coming out of Iraq from the military, by the way, that they are tightening up their security along the Syrian frontier. What's behind that, Ken?
Well, they see a lot of infiltration from ISIS guerrilla fighters. I know that area fairly well. It's the location of the former Al-Qaim nuclear phosphates ore plant under Saddam Hussein. I wrote about that in an early book of mine called The Death Lobby, How the West Armed Iraq. But that is a flat area of desert and scrub, very easy to penetrate at night in the darkness. So the Iraqi government is trying to beef up that frontier to prevent infiltration so they do not face a renewed threat from ISIS fighters on the ground inside Iraq.
We do know that Russia has a very important presence in the Middle East, particularly there in Syria, and with military personnel, military facilities, and a lot of weaponry. I'm wondering what it means when Russia tells Israel, stop bombing Iran targets in Syria, and then Russia says, we'll take care of it for you. What is that all about?
Well, this is a typical Russian ploy. They're saying to the Israelis, if you see a threat from Iran in Syria, tell us about it. Just give us the information, and we'll take care of it one way or another, meaning, you know, it doesn't mean that they're going to bomb it. It means that they would tell the Iranians to move away from that particular location because they've been seen. So I think this is just a ploy by the Russians. They've used this for decades. I can recall them using this in the mid-1990s with Gore and Chernomyrdin. They had a commission on Russian missile sales to Iran, and Chernomyrdin was constantly asking Al Gore, of the vice president at the time, give me your information and we'll take care of those companies. So we turned over information. And then they just changed the names of the companies and kept on sending the technology to Iran. So I suspect that's what they're offering to the Israelis. And I can tell you, Benjamin Netanyahu is not stupid. He understands this. He knows it's just a ploy. It's not sincere. And I don't think that's going to have any impact on Israel's actions against Iranian targets in Syria.
Well, I would agree with you because the Israelis are going to protect themselves no matter what, whoever tells them to do something that would stop them from protecting the people of Israel. They will not comply with. One final thought I want to ask you about, and I know you've dealt with this issue in writing and even visiting the areas where it's taking place. It's a great global catastrophe we're reading about, and I can't believe this number. 340 million Christians have been persecuted around the world, many of them killed. Boy, this is something that we need to make known to the world and deal with it, don't we?
Absolutely, and this is an annual report that the organization Open Doors does about persecution of Christians, and they rank countries who are the worst around the world in terms of persecution. Number one on the list is North Korea. It is deadly to be caught as a Christian or to be practicing your faith as a Christian in North Korea, literally deadly to you and your family. After that comes countries such as Iran, Libya, Syria, and others in the Middle East. Nigeria is a country where the most Christians are killed every year by Muslim fundamentalists. And that's really what this is about. With the exception of North Korea and China, most of the murders of Christians are carried out by Muslim extremists who are enforcing Sharia law. And Sharia law says to Christians, you have basically two choices. You can convert to Islam or we will kill you. And that's what we're seeing play out in many of these countries. It's a tragedy, but I really encourage listeners to look at the Open Doors website. They can find this worldwide persecution report for this year. It's a very disturbing reading.
Yes, I would make that same recommendation as well. Ken Timmerman, the man who covers geopolitical events around the world for us. Ken, we appreciate it so much. You give us details that maybe the main media is not presenting to the world. So thank you, and have a safe flight. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Look forward to it. God bless.
Very important report from Ken Timmerman on geopolitical events happening around the world. You know, this report from Ken is very shocking when you think about 340 million Christians being persecuted in our world today. However, that's not the main problem. The real tragedy is that this information is not being made known by the mainstream media. That number of Christians being persecuted today is basically the same number of the population of America. The list of nations persecuting and killing Christians is a list of rogue nations in our world, and you add to that a list of Islamic nations that believe that Christians must either convert or they die. This is a precursor to the seven-year tribulation period, a time of judgment coming to the world, which seems to be getting closer and closer every moment. That time of judgment, the tribulation period, many believers in Jesus killed because of their faith. And that's found in Revelation chapter 6, verses 9 to 11. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today. I have a website. Its banner over the top of it says, "We look at current events in light of biblical prophecy." That's key if you want to know why things are happening in this world as they seemingly are unfolding, a prophetic scenario that the ancient Jewish prophets wrote about many, many years ago. That's available on my home page when we list the top 10 news stories in the world. And after you read those, you come back to us and we will give you a prophetic perspective on those news stories. In addition to that, we have a prophecy bookstore with many teaching materials. May I suggest you bookmark my website? It's prophecytoday.com. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining us on this edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to come back again next time when we will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy.